From newstalkzb.co.nz,
it's Larry Williams.
Well, where are we going now? Oh, Tahiti. Megan Singleton with Travel. Hello.
Yorana. That's how the locals say hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they say bonjour because, of course, I'm in French Polynesia.
In an overwater bungalow.
I am. I am exactly in an overwater bungalow. I'm not even kidding you. And I'm looking down at water through my coffee table, which has a glass-topped lid that I can slide across. And if I had a bread roll in here, which you could just get from the restaurant Fresh Baguette, and I'd feed the fish. And it's just amazing.
Yes, I know. And last night you watched the All Blacks.
In French. So I had no idea what they were talking about, except they talked about Richie McCaw, and I realised that he'd gone off. And, oh no, he wasn't even on there, but he was watching, obviously. But poor old Dan, and they were Dan Capir, and so I did catch up with a little bit of that.
Very good, very good. And I wonder if they said, you don't speak enough French to know if they said that the ref was crap.
No. Oh, okay. No, but I was watching Twitter, so I know that he was.
Okay. All right, so you've been there for what, 2 days?
2 days. I've seen 5 resorts, so I've really done a whistle stop, and with the whole idea being that I just wanted to have a look at these amazing resorts on Bora Bora. I haven't been here for about 6 or 7 years, and this is really the place for honeymooners. You know, in the past, I've written stories about Tahiti, and we've talked about it, you know, how you can do it a little bit cheaply, and you can buy your food and this and that, but actually for Bora Bora, it's all about honeymooners. It's all about special occasions, and so just embrace it and go with it and get yourself an overwater bungalow and enjoy every expensive moment.
Okay. Well, what do you do there?
Well, it's all about the swimming and the snorkeling, and a lot of the resorts I visited, at least 3 of them that I've asked, probably more, are doing coral garden planting. So they're really trying to either grow new reefs or restore the reefs. There's a lot of sustainability, which I'm loving. And, of course, you can eat the seafood straight out of the ocean. My favorite, I've just had lunch here, poisson cru, which is raw tuna with coconut and lime juice, a bit of onion, cucumber, tomato, and that's all you need. That is just magic. So I've done a little blog. I've whipped through, like, a signature for each of the 5 resorts that I have visited. So I stayed at Four Seasons, which is probably the top of, you know, the echelon.
And you did the Hilton and Sofitel, and you're talking from the Pearl Resort, and you also went to Le Méridien, and I understand you've got yourself a new pet.
Yes, it's a little turtle called Hueva Nui, and she arrived there with one fin, and now she's learnt to swim, and I'm her godmother.
So this hotel is actually...
I have the certificate.
Oh, even if it's... So they actually have... This hotel actually has a turtle sanctuary.
Yeah, and an eco kind of, business, I guess you'd call it. Yeah, so they take injured turtles, and they're also trying to educate the locals and not to eat the turtles. And they told me a cute story about one family whose father went out, killed a turtle, brought it home, but the little girl had just had a school trip, so they found all these eggs in the turtle, so she brought them to the turtle sanctuary. They buried the eggs, and about 80 hatched. How cute is that? So it's educational, and it's obviously, you know, helping these turtles recover, releasing them, and it's just magic. Oh, sunsets to die for, spa treatments, the whole thing. This really is the most romantic place you could come. And I'm here on my own. It's my husband sits at home with a broken leg.
There we go. Sofitel has a little private island as well, yes?
Yeah, and that's where I stayed last night. And you can just climb to the top and have this romantic dinner package that they will organise, which I did with the hotel PR, which was very exciting for us both. And we sat up there and watched the magic sunsets. And then you come down and you have dinner on the beach and you've got performers dancing around you. And I was waiting for the couple behind because she'd whispered to me that he was about to propose. So I tried not to stare all night long, but I didn't see it happen while I was watching anyway.
Sounds perfect, but not cheap.
Not cheap. I haven't done the prices because you're obviously going to get whatever deal you get through your travel agent, or at any one time they'll do package deals and things. But I always recommend get a meal plan, because then you know what your price is, you know what you're going to pay. And a lot of these resorts will allow you to eat in their different restaurants as part of that meal plan. You don't just have to do buffet. So that's definitely a good tip. And then you can also get a little shuttle boat to the main, they call it the mainland, it's just a little island in the middle of Bora Bora Atoll, and you can buy some cheeses and breads and things for happy hour nibbles if you really want to.
Beautiful. So all up on bloggeratlarge.com if you've ever thought about French Polynesia, if you want to go there for your honeymoon or any other romantic moment. Megan Singleton has written about it. Megan, thanks for joining us today.